Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the May 2005 Home Education Conference held in Williamsburg, Virginia.
I am Kari Brimhall, and I am here for Writing is a Blast, grades 4 through 8. And I am so glad. Thank you for being here. I know we're kind of winding down our conference, but this is going to be a great and exciting time. How many here went through Writing is a Blast, the K-3 part? Okay, so I'll try not to repeat too much with this one. All right. But I am going to go over. We're going to start. I have a theory. I have taught writing for over 20 years. I graduated in elementary ed from Brigham Young University, and I taught school. I've taught my kids. I've taught the neighbor kids. Any kid who will sit down and have a pencil, I always try to encourage writing. I love writing. Yes, will you hand those out? And after 20 years of heavy-duty research and studying, I've come up with my own theory, and it's 5 words long, and 3 of those words repeat. The writing traffic light theory is my whole theory on writing. If you can learn this, you can become a fabulous writer. So the green light, it's a traffic light, and it has the green, the yellow, and the red lights. The green light is write, write, write. And you can go ahead and fill out your paper, and if you've already filled it out, that's great. The green light is just get your ideas down. Start writing. Get those ideas out. Lots of ideas inside, or even if you feel like, I don't have that many ideas, just start writing because they come. The yellow light on our traffic light here is edit. This is the step where you worry about spelling, punctuation, grammar, things like that. In the green light stage, that's when I give my kids permission to the green light to just go. This part down here in the green light, I just tell them, don't worry about the spelling. You just try your best. Don't panic over the spelling. That will come later. We're going to worry about that after we write. So please just get it out. So the yellow light is edit. That's when we slow down, step back, and take a look at our writing. The last light, the red light, that's when we stop. There is no more writing. You're going to stop writing. Your traffic light means red. The red light means stop. Stop writing. You're finished. What you're going to do now is make your paper sparkle. You're going to make your paper beautiful. You're going to worry. Now you get to choose the font. You get to choose the size. You get to pick what color paper you want to print it on. This is when you make it look beautiful. That is it. That is my whole theory. And if you can do that, you can be a great writer, and you can teach your children to be great writers. And that's our whole goal. All right. This is our hidden treasure chart. This is a chart that I absolutely love. This is a fun activity you can do with young, middle, old, large groups, small groups, families. It's a wonderful tool, and you've got one on your sheet of paper. Very quickly, I'm going to, can I go to the next one? Here are two famous paintings. And in each one of these, there are some main characters. I want you on your chart, and it's a chart that has 4 pieces of paper. There are 3 rows and 4 columns, 5 columns. The first row has an eye, the next one has a nose, and the last one has an ear on it. With these paintings, I want you to choose one, and if you've been in the class before, choose the other painting that you didn't do last time. For 2 minutes, we're going to do this quick writing activity. I want you to look at one of these paintings, and I want you to look with your eye. What do you see that's unusual, that's interesting about one of these paintings? I want you to look carefully. Last time we did this, we looked at this painting. So over here, we'll look at this one so I'm not in the way. If you look carefully, you're looking for hidden treasures. You might notice the broken sword. You might notice these chains on his arms. You might notice he's kind of a muscular guy for having all that gray hair. Okay, look very carefully, and I want you to just look, fill in one or two things. All right, next. In the next column, there's a picture of your nose. I want you, if you were in that painting, what would you smell? Okay. If you were over here, if you were on this boat, what would you smell? You might smell the ocean. That's right. These people have been on this boat for a long time. They may be a little stinky. You might see the land. That might be something that you see. Oh, look how happy they are. Land, finally. Okay, lastly, in the last column, is an ear. And I want you, if you were in that painting, if you were over here, what would you hear? If you were there, what would you hear? Seagulls? Waves?
Shouts of hooray.
Exactly. All right, fill that chart out, or actually, take this home. I think I had some extras. I'll hand them out. From last night. This is such an easy activity. You just pull out some of your favorite paintings, grab those, and have your kids put themselves in a painting. This is the hidden treasure chart, and it's so easy to fill out. This is teaching observation skills, and this is critical. Also, look at your paper. Have you written something down? Yes, you did. And for those who have reluctant writers, who have hesitant writers, this is one way for them to jump into things. Yes?
I might have done it wrong, but are you supposed to write one word?
One word per square. Or if you've got little ones, we talked about it before, you can draw a picture. But for this older group, that's what you're going to do. All right. There are 3 developmental stages, and we're going to talk about 2 of those today. We're going to talk about, first of all, it starts with the beginning writers, developing writers, and experienced writers. Our goal as teachers, as mothers, as parents, is to get our child through these stages until they are experienced writers. That is our goal. And you know what? I talked to a cute gal. She was walking out, and she was like, oh, I'm not staying for the writing class. I don't like to write. And I said, oh, all the more reason you need to stay. But she said, oh, you know, I think all my papers were too corrected when I was growing up. I went, come back. You need to be here. Because writing can be so fun. But sometimes we as adults have a great fear. Oh, I don't want to teach writing because I don't like writing. Well, we're going to change that because we're going to talk about these different stages. All right. Our other class talked about the beginning ones. This one is our developing writers. This group, our beginning writers, just really quick, they're just learning how to write. They're 5 or 6 years old. They're learning how to form their letters. They're scribbling. They're just learning the basics. Our developing writers have already learned that. They use more text than illustration. They're starting to write stories. And the story isn't just one big picture with a sentence underneath it. It is a whole story. So they're writing all this down. They have a growing vocabulary. They want to spell correctly. They like to change their writing into different shapes. All right, we'll go on. Okay, here's our writing traffic light. Let's look at our developing writers through the traffic light. The green light here. Right. You want to encourage these developing writers to get the ideas out of their head. At this point, I tell my kids, just take your head and turn it over. Dump those ideas out of your ear onto a piece of paper. Get those ideas out. Don't be critical. We're going to worry about spelling. We're going to worry about that stuff a little bit later. Right now, we just want to focus on getting those ideas out. And as they start writing, they get into a momentum, and you don't want to say, stop, you spelled that wrong. Get those ideas out. We will get to that in the edit stage. Focus on writing, not on correcting. By this stage, kids have learned, oh, that's not spelled right. I'm not good. This is hard. But we encourage them, no, get those ideas out. Just keep writing. The next stage is the yellow light. That means slow down. That's our edit stage. In this stage, I tell my students, slow down. Okay, you've written a whole bunch of stuff. Let's look at it. Read it to yourself out loud. Point your finger at every single word and see if there's any words that you missed and put them in. This is our sloppy copy. Nope, this is our sloppy copy down here. Just write it. This, when we get to our edit stage, that's our working copy. We're going to work on it. Let's get through this. Let's look at it and see what we can do to make it sound better. Yes?
Do you mark their paper? Do you have them mark their paper?
Ah, good question. Do I mark their paper as their mother? No, I don't yet. I let them edit their own papers at this point. Because that's part of the process. They need to write it down, and then instead of saying, okay, I'm done, you say, oh no, let's go back, and you need to help them, and maybe you'll go through it with them the first couple of times, but let's say, you know, read this to yourself. Does this sentence sound right? I think we are very eager, and I am a product of the public school. We're very eager to say, oh, where's my red pen? Well, let me look at your paper. What good ideas? You know, and you're, oh, spelled that wrong. Bad idea. This idea should have gone first. No, no capitals. No. Who wants to write when you do that? So no, don't jump in there yet. Have your student go back and say, you know what? This is our sloppy copy. You're not being graded on this. Let's just look and see. We want your ideas to really make sense. And so that's what you do. Have them look at it first. Then have them read it to a friend. Does this make sense? Have them, it's a communication thing. Have them read it to you. And if you have questions, we're not going to jump right in and say, oh, you should have done. Take a step back. These developing writers are very nervous. And they're nervous about their writing. So we really want to encourage them and help them. Lastly, the red light, stop. Give this child, they are done. Have them read it to a friend and correct it. Then, at this point, they have finished writing their paper. Up here at Sparkle, this is when they type their paper, or they correct all that. This is when they're going to make it beautiful. Give them opportunities to finish their paper. And this group still needs time. They need, you know, you give them an assignment, they're going to do it for a couple of days. You know, have them keep working on it, keep elaborating. And you need them, they need a place to share their writing. Okay, next. This is our developing writer. He is panicked. He's nervous about his handwriting. He's scared about his spelling. He's worried about what his peers are going to think about his writing. He is nervous. He doesn't like, necessarily, he likes to write stories, and he probably has some really good ideas, but he's nervous about everything. Very critical of himself at this point. Next. All right, what are some great activities you can do with this group? I'm going to go through this quick. On your chart, your hidden treasure chart, this is a great thing. Have your students fill out this chart. Then the next day, say, pull out your chart. We're going to do something really fun with it. We're going to write a story about putting yourself into the painting. Pull out that same painting that they did the chart with and have them pick someone in the painting and become that person. Tell the story from their point of view. You can be the main person in the picture. You can be, my daughter wrote one, and she was the camel that was in the background. And the perspective from that camel was very different than you know, the guy in the front row. So this is a really fun one. And help encourage them. If your child, because your child has already been in that painting, they've smelled it, they've heard it, they've looked around inside that painting, this is a really fun, easy way to do that. Another one, everyone loves a letter. And I talked about this in my other class about writing with your family. Fill out this chart one night. The next day, have everyone write a letter to the person in the painting. And we've done this with scripture heroes. And they love that. Have them write a letter. Teach them, this is how we're going to write a letter. Okay? Over here is your return address. Skip two lines. Here's the date. Skip two lines. And you can find the format of how to write a letter online. But have them write a letter to someone in the painting. And then what we did this, and we had all our kids write to Book of Mormon scripture heroes. And so everyone picked a thing, Dear Nephi, and we had them write a question, ask questions. And they had to write three or four questions to Nephi. And they had to be really thought-provoking questions. You know, how did it feel when your brothers really didn't like you too much? Or how did you feel about walking all that way back to get the records? You know? So, and then I took those letters, and then we taught them how to sign their name sincerely, skip four lines, write their name, and then sign it. Then we taught them how to fold them up, put it in an envelope, put a stamp, and then I collected all the letters, and I gave them to my dad. And I said, Dad, will you write back to each of these kids that wrote a letter? And he did, and he was able to take those letters and respond to them and bear testimony as if he were Nephi, as if he were Moroni or Helaman. He wrote back, and those letters are treasures. They're in our kids' portfolios. They love those. And so that's a very easy one to do with this group. Trading cards, make your own. Just cut up little, you know, trace your Pokemon cards and have your kids, if they have a collection of stuff, have them make their own collection cards. Take pictures of all those Beanie Babies or whatever they have, those cards, and have them label. They all have names and they all have special things. That's a real easy one. Fabulous fans. Did you each get a fan? Okay, this is your fan. And because we're here in Williamsburg, this is a fun one. And I just did this one. These were from last night. But you can do these with anything. If you're studying great Romans, that's, we had a Roman fan, and we studied, you know, we had different Roman emperors on here. Just take, and you can get on the internet, just get any kind of images that you want. Anyway, put those together, and you just make a fan. Give this to your kids and say, okay, this is all you have to write about George Washington. That's it? Oh, I can write that much. You know what? Your child will start writing, and they'll start going, wow, have them write small. But they could fill that up. That's easy. So now you each have one of these, and you can take it home and fill out your own. Next. Okay, we're moving on to the experienced writers. This is the next group, and this is probably age 12 and above. They know their voice and how they write their best. The ideas and words flow easily. These kids, they've been through that whole developing stage. And so the words come. You tell them, okay, we're going to write about George Washington. Oh, okay, I can, you know, do a little research and I can start writing. They're able to write in greater detail. They can add details. They know how to elaborate. But they fear other opinions of their work. There's still a fear that they might be laughed at, that they, you know, but they're nearly over that. They like to write for a real purpose. This is key. And I've got, you know, 11 and 12-year-olds, 12 and 13-year-olds now in our family that, well, what are we going to do with this? I don't want to write another story. Well, great. Maybe this is a story you can publish. Maybe this is a story that you can put in your own book. Maybe you need to write an article for the newspaper or a newsletter. Wow. So they found a purpose in writing for the newspaper. Excellent. All right, next. Okay, here we've got our traffic light again. Let's look at each of the lights with this group of writers. The green light, write, write, write. Words come easy. Challenge them to write in different styles for real and specific purpose. These are different genres. These kids liked to be challenged. Oh, no, not another story, not another report. You can say, oh, great, I want you to create a fan. Instead of writing just another report, I want you to make a fan. And for my older kids, I'd say, well, you have to write on the front and the back, really small, you know, for this age. So that's write, write, write. Have them, challenge them to write a screenplay. Great. Why don't you, instead of just doing boring things, why don't you make this into a song? Why don't you make it into a movie? Our kids love to do PowerPoint. Hey, make a PowerPoint presentation. So that's kind of fun. But again, have them tip their head and pour out that information. Just start writing. Then we get to the yellow light, which is edit. Now, this group is really fun. I love working with each and every group because they're all so different. But at this stage, these experienced writers can really start to shine. They're writing, they have a voice, and they want to be heard. When you get to the yellow light, which is the edit, they know this part of the writing process, and that critical editing will benefit them. Hooray! They understand editing. And you know what? I think a lot of us fear editing. The last group, the developing writers, they fear it because it is an attack on their self-esteem. This experienced writers, if they've gone through the process, they know how important editing is. They're not afraid to type it up, print it out, and then grab their pencil and start really fixing their writing. Sparkle. Stop writing. You're finished. You're going to make this sparkle. Encourage completion. This group likes to start projects. Oh, I can. Here's a story. Oh, I'll come back to that the next day. Oh, I have a new idea. I've got a daughter, and she's got 6 really good stories started. And they're all just spinning on plates right now. And she just, oh, I'm going to add another chapter here and one over here. And she just keeps these plates spinning, you know, like they do in the circus. Encourage them to finish. Give them a real place to show off their writing. Like this lady said, have them write for the newspaper. Do an article, a movie review. What a great idea. Have them write for your family newsletter. These kids are old enough that they can start a newsletter, that they can really start benefiting your family, which is really a fun, fun thing. All right, next. Here's our experienced writer. She is surrounded by papers and books. My daughter for Christmas asked for a thesaurus and a dictionary. Those were her big Christmas gifts, and it was like, oh my goodness, what have we done? So anyway, but they really, at this point, they really can love to write. Now, you may say, yeah, but my 14-year-old doesn't love to write. You know what? Your 14-year-old still might be in that developing stage. They still need their skills to be developed. And that's okay. That means you go back to them and find out where they are. All right, next. We're going to fly through this. Some great activities for this group. They really can take off. This one over here, this is the how-to article. Have them, they know how to do stuff at this stage, and they know how to write it. And if you've got a digital camera, say, okay, I want you to choose what you want to teach. You're going to write a how-to article. We have a whole cookbook that's how to make scrambled eggs, how to make an omelet, how to make, and I say, okay. So I take my camera, and here's my experienced writer, and I say, okay, today I've got the camera. I want you to teach me how to do something. Okay, well, I'm going to make an omelet. All right. And I say, all right, pretend like you're on TV, you're on the cooking show, and show me how. And I'll take the camera, and I take a picture of every step. Then we get on the computer, and she downloads the pictures. She just prints out the pictures. Then she cuts them out, and I say, okay, put them in order and write the steps. Writing can be very, with pictures, it can be a snap. You can just, you know, take those pictures, and boy, that's not too hard. Over here, scramble the egg, pour it in a hot frying pan, add ham. You know, it's easy to write. So this is a really fun one if you've got a digital camera. That way you're not paying for all kinds of prints. That's a real easy one. And just snap them along. Then give the camera back to them and say, okay, now do it with your sister and teach her how to write one of these. This is a great one. You can make a cookbook. You can do an article. You can do, you know, this is how you clean the house. We have cards and the kids have, this is how you clean the toilet. You know, and have them so when it's time to pass that to the next person, the next month, everyone changes jobs. Here, this is how you do it. This is how you clean the mirrors or do the shoe store. Anyway, that's a really fun one. Another one is the talking historical fiction. And this is a big Egyptian head, and he's actually, you know, on a large black construction piece of paper. He's just a funny head. We studied ancient Egypt this year, and so we took our hidden treasure chart, and we looked at some pictures of ancient Egypt after we'd been studying. We filled out the chart, and I said, great, now I want you to put yourself in that picture using this chart and pretend you're that person, just like we did earlier. But this time, we had them write it on a piece of paper, and then we cut it out to look like a little speech bubble, like in cartoons or the comics, and we hung them next to this funny head that everyone had created out of construction paper. Oh my goodness, that was much more fun than, here's my report on ancient Egypt. If I were the pharaoh. Boring. Make it fun. Make it exciting. And this group loves to, most groups like to do some sort of art, you know, crafty kind of thing. Make your writing a part of that. Here it was, little speech bubble. Another fun one is an e-story. And this one you do on the computer. We did it as a family. One night during dinner, we all sat down, we brainstormed, what can we, you know, let's write a story. So we wrote chapter one. It's kind of like a chain letter. And so we took chapter one, typed it on the computer, and we emailed it to the next family. And we said, please add to our story, and then email it on. And so this little funny little story about pirates started with our little adventure, went to my brother's family, went to grandma and grandpa. Then it came back to us because it got sent to the wrong place. Then we emailed it. And this little story just kept growing longer and longer and longer until it was finally finished. We had the kids illustrate it. And it's like a family classic. Hilarious how, you know, all the different turns and how we all put in a little piece of this story. This is a fun one. And teenage kids like to email each other. And so we have my 13-year-old, she's doing one with a friend, and it's about the Muffin Man. They're kind of fractured fairy tale. And she's written chapter one, and she's mailed it, and they just keep mailing it back and forth, each adding a chapter to the story. So that's another really fun one. Next, and I'm going to have you go too. Okay, writing journals. I love writing journals, and this is something that we've just started. This is not a chronological journal of your life. This is not today, May 20th. It was so boring. It was so exciting. I learned so many new things. This is not a chronological journal. In my house, I have in my kitchen, I have a folder, and I have recipes that I've never tried. How many here have a file in their kitchen? Oh, okay. And you're always ripping the stuff out. Oh, let me copy that down. I'm sure I'll make that someday. Anyway, I just have a file folder. That's what this writing journal is. It's your file folder, but you don't put recipes in it. This is where you store really cool stuff. You're going to put lists. And in my journal, I have a list of funny words. My kids love to do Mad Libs. And I love to put funny words like eggplant or tuba or, you know, tetrazzini or whatever. I put funny words in there. I've got a whole list of them. I write down funny things that I hear or things that I remember. And I just, this journal is just your catch-all. For your developing, for beginning writers, they're just drawing pictures and kind of writing beginnings of stories. Developing writers, it's another great place to start a story. You're not going to finish it in here. You're just going to start it. This is, if you want to go back to the plant one. This one. In the springtime, big greenhouses, they plant big seed trays with seeds. Those little tiny seeds, when they come up, they grab them and they put them in pots. They get a little bit bigger and they put them in a bigger pot. Then they sell them and you put yours in the ground and pretty soon it grows. That's what you're going to do with your writing journal. Next. You're going to take, you have an idea, bing, you're going to write it in your journal, bing. Now, when it's in your journal, it's like a seed. And you know what? I've got all kinds of beginning stories or quotes that I, you know, books, quotes from a book that I read. Or, oh, this is a really cool name. My daughter loves names. She went to the library and checked out a book on 40,000 baby names. And I'm like, oh, 7,000, sorry. There was another one. Anyway, and she started writing down all these great names. I said, well, how many kids are you going to have, you know, someday? And she said, oh, no, these are for my stories. Listen to these great names. And it wasn't Lauren and Ashley and Jennifer. They were these foreign names, but they sounded really cool. And she said, oh, doesn't that name remind you of you know, like a princess that goes on an adventure and, you know, meets these elves? No, that really didn't come to my mind, but it does to her. So in her writing journal, she has written down all these names. And this is just your collect-all. Where you hear something really cool, you're going to write it in there. Oh, you know, and I'm always, we're driving down the road, hey, I just had an idea, grab a pencil, you know, where's my journal? And I'll have the kids write it in my journal. You know, oh, and encourage that in your family. And my kids know where their journals are. They should know. And they keep them and they add things to them. Yes.
Is it separate from any other type of journal that they keep?
Yes, this is separate. If your kids have a science journal, this is completely separate. This is just kind of a collect-all, but we write in it every day, and it could be just memories of things that, you know, things that I did when I was a kid. Some of my favorite places when I was, or one time I was lost. How many times have I been lost in my life? Well, I'm going to list those. And all of a sudden, sometimes you have an idea and you keep it in here. Then you just start collecting. Someday you're going to go through and you're going to flip through and say, oh, I need to write more about that. That idea about, remember the time I got lost at the grocery store? I was 9. How do you get lost when you're 9? Anyway, some idea is going to jump out and say, will you do something with me? I need to grow. This idea needs to grow, this memory. And that's when you take that idea and you pull it out on another piece of paper and you're going to start writing that memory. You go through your traffic light writing process, the green light. You're just going to write everything down. You edit on the yellow light, sparkle. Now, when you come to Sparkle, that great idea, that story about when I got lost as a kid, that idea could go a number of ways. It could go into a story. It could become a book. You know, we have lots of little books in our family. These are just little stories. This one's about everyday miracles. We have other stories, funny stories of our family. It could become a fan, like the fans, those little fans that you had. And I could have maybe on each fan all the times I got lost. Well, I got lost there. Or maybe the time I lost one of my kids. You know, things like that. It might become a song. This is where your idea can grow into it. It might become a movie. We love making funny little movies. We might reenact this, or it might become, you know, something that we do on a movie. So this is called transplanting an idea. And this writing journal is really a critical. It's where the experienced writer, it's where they really start pondering. These experienced writers, they're teenagers, and they really start wondering and pondering things a little bit deeper than they did before. So this is a great place for them to keep that information. Okay, next. Frustrated with writing when writing is not a blast. This is in any stage of the writing game here. This was me a month and a half ago. And you'd think, putting this presentation together, I've really grown. Over the 20 years, I have had quite a few frustrated writers. But this came to pass just a short time ago. I had a writer who just did not want. I don't know. I can't do it. Every time I said, it's time for writing, I would have to pull him out from under the table. It's time. Get your pencil. I don't want to do it. I can't. I don't know what to do. And you know what? It dawned on me. My mind went back to swimming lessons the year before. And I felt like I was pushing this child off the high dive. You are third grade. This is the third grade high dive. You should be able to jump off here. And that whole should be, this is where you should be. You could be doing this. You should be. Get off there. You should write this. You know better. You know how to spell. You can do it. Sometimes when we have a frustrated writer, when we have a writer, I don't like to write. I don't want to write. Guess who's up here? It's Mom. Yes, you are going to love to write. Get over there and start writing. You know how to do it. I felt like I was trying to throw this kid off the high dive. And I thought back to swimming lessons. And, you know, there are some kids that, whoa, they come out of that locker room and, yeah, they just run like crazy and they just jump in the water and they don't care if they can swim or not. They're just splashing and making the best time. And you have some kids that are writers like that. You want me to write about elephants? Oh, I love elephants. I'll write anything about elephants. They jump right into their subject. You have others that are like, write about elephants? I don't know anything about elephants. I can never write about elephants. I don't want to do anything with elephants. Well, my favorite class to watch during swimming lessons is the tadpole class. These are the little kids. They're about three, and their mom's out there, get out there, you're going to swim. You're going to learn how to swim. And they're like, no, I don't even like water. And here's a swimming pool, I'll drown and die. And the instructor comes over, and I sat in amazement watching this instructor. Just like, how is this? I was very excited to watch this woman who had, you know, 10 of these little tadpoles who didn't want to swim. And one by one, she would pick them up. You know, and the child would strangle her with, you know, super duper grip. And she would walk them across the shallow end of the pool. I mean, their toes were touching the water. And she would walk them back and put them down. And she'd pick up the next kid and he'd hang on. And she'd walk him across and walk him back. And that was it. Okay. The next week, she picks it up, same thing. And she would bend her knees this time. And that kid's legs, not his toes didn't dip in the water, but his legs went in. Hey! Slowly and surely, by week number six, these kids were in the pool. They were, you know, kind of splashing around. They were learning. Had that instructor taken that kid who was so afraid of swimming and said, I'm just going to throw you off. You'll learn to swim. This is great. Threw him off into the water. Do you think that child is going to want to swim? No, I don't think so. If you want to go to the next. That instructor came and took that child and said, let's do it together. Let's write. I'm gonna be here with you. And especially if you have an older child who is frustrated, who is fearful, because they have had so many papers come back with red writing. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Spell better. What's the matter with this? Take that writer and hold them and dangle their toes into the writing pool. Let them splash around in the water. Go to where your child is. Don't say, I expect you to be here, if they're not there. Come down to their level and say, you know what? Someday, look where you're going to be. Pointing up at the high dive. Look at that. Someday, when you're a really good swimmer, you can jump and dive and swim. And you put your arm around him and you say, look at you, you're a writer. Someday you're going to be an author. You're going to write stories. And look what we're going to do with them. We're going to make them so cool. Everyone's going to want to read them. We're going to send them to grandma. We're going to email them to all your friends. Because it's so much fun. Show them the final project, the final product. Look, take this to your child and say, look, here is a blank page. Guess what? This is where your story's going to go. And look what we can do. We can add a picture to it. We can add some clip art to it. And it will be super like this. Simple stories. Look, this story's not even very long. I bet we could do that together. Make a general outline. Kind of help your child. If they don't like writing, say, hey, let's just do this together. You're not gonna dangle your child's toe. You're not going to carry that kid the rest of your life in the writing swimming pool. Because they're going to start going, this is too fun. Let me down. I need to play. I need to splash around. Let me try my hand at writing. Let me try to write. They're going to get there, but only if you help them. Keep it brief. Now, when I sat down to write this story with my son, and I said, oh, we can do this. I don't have any ideas. I can't. I don't know. I put my arm around him and said, you know what? Let's do it together. All right. What's going to happen? Well, you found this really cool tree, and then there was... You knocked on, there was a door in the tree, and you knocked on the door, and there was a dwarf, and you went inside. That is your story. So, that was it. That's all we wrote. Period. The end. Okay. We put it away. The next day we came back, and I said, oh, you know what? Let's look at this story. And we were still in the write phase, and then we'd gone to the edit. Okay, let's look at your story. And I said, oh, you know, what did the tree look like? I don't know. Well, let's think about it. Okay, what did it, you know, if you were there, what would it feel like? What would it look like? Did it smell? What are you feeling? And I made him stand up and I made him walk around. Okay, let's pretend this is the tree. When you get up there and you notice that there's a little door in it, what are you going to do? You're just going to say, well, there's a tree. There's a door. No, you're going to probably bend down and look at it. Or, you know, or when the dwarf comes out, what does the dwarf look like? Oh, well, the dwarf had red beard, and he had a brown shirt with green stripes, green plaid. Oh, let's write that in here. Let's add that to your story. That's the edit stage of the traffic light. Have them, oh, let's elaborate. Then we put it away. The next day, let's pull that out again. Now, what else? What else did you see? What else did you hear? Break it down into smaller pieces. If you've got a child who just is frustrated, break it down. Keep breaking it down. I was so frustrated by Friday. I was like, gosh, we could have written this whole thing in, you know, a day or 20 minutes. But we broke it down into smaller pieces. And you know what? Write together. We had one pencil and one piece of paper and two writers. I was making dinner. Okay, what was happening? Okay, you better write because I have to go stir the spaghetti. Okay, and so he would write. Then he'd hand me back the pencil and we'd brainstorm. You know what? I'm not going to be with him in college writing his papers. But you know what? He's going to, by then, be splashing around in his own writing pool. He has gained enough confidence to make it through. He's taken the steps that he's needed to become a really good writer. Next. All right, quickly, where do you start? When you go home, have your kids make their own traffic light. Then hang it wherever you do school. Hang it in the kitchen. Talk about the steps that go with that writing traffic light. That's where you start. And then take everyone to the store and buy them a journal. Let them pick it out. We go to the dollar store. It needs to be something that's special to them, unique to them. But that's where you start. And explain about how they're going to transplant ideas. No, don't do that yet. That's down here. But tell them, oh, look how fun. And then you buy one for you as well. And you start collecting your quotes. Oh, I read the best thing in this book. Oh, you know, and write those things down. You have ideas. Oh, you know, I should probably write a letter to that old friend of mine. Or, you know, when I was a kid, I used to have, and your kids will ask you, did you ever have any stuffed animals when you were a kid? Yes, I did. Let me make a list. Where's my journal? Oh, yeah, I had Fluffy the dog. And I had Nosy the dog. Gosh, I had a lot of dogs, you know. You know, and your kids will ask you questions or you ask them questions. Start writing things in your journal. Your kids will see you writing. That example is so important. And they'll start writing too. Week number two, you are charming. On your piece of paper and really quick, you have an arm and it has three little charms hanging on it. We did this with a younger group, and if you could describe yourself with three charms, what would they be? I'm going to let you do this on your own. But with the older group, they can do that. And, tell me all about yourself. Have them draw a picture in the charms, and then the next day, have them write on a piece of paper what each of those things represent. Oh, I have a flower because I love to plant flowers. I love this. Then with your older group, have them pick a character from a book that they're reading. Okay, you're reading Charlotte's Web. Well, maybe this hand is Fern, who owns Charlotte. I mean, Wilbur, the pig. Maybe this is her hand. What kind of charms does she have on her hand? Oh, you know, whose hand is this? You pick, you decide. And that's just a really fun writing activity, and it's a fun one that brings in their reading. Have them do that. That's a real easy one. The next week, and you can take and do this on Monday, if you've got young readers or young writers, this charming one, that could take all week. The whole, let's just trace your hand, took 10 minutes with, you know, someone who's six. But I challenged my 12-year-old. She did the whole project in less than 15 minutes. Then the next day I said, okay, now I want you to write about each of the charms. Tell me about those charms. Kind of break it down. The next one, the hidden treasure chart, and jump into a painting. Do the hidden treasure chart. Do that as a family. Monday night comes around, you just gather your whole family, pick up the gospel art packet, all those beautiful paintings, those Arnold Freeberg, they're my favorite. Hand them all out. Everyone gets one. Give them a chart and say, okay, let me explain how this works. And then have them fill out the chart and then share. Oh, look at this. Did you see? You didn't know that on the top of this one there was a cane and there's this little bird. Oh, did you see that? No. All of a sudden your kids start looking. You can do this chart at any art museum. And it's quite funny. They're all, you know, standing around looking at paintings. Ooh, that would really stink if you were in that painting, you know, and I'd like that. And, you know, that's really a fun one. So one night, as a family, do the hidden treasure chart. Then the next day, when it's time for school, say, oh, let's jump into a painting. And you show them how, or you do it the night before and read them your example. Oh, here I am on that boat with Nephi, and look, there's land. Oh, hallelujah, there's land. You know, write your story. The next one, week four, do, ouch. How many here have a really good scar? I've got a scar on the top of my head. I ran to a piano, cut my head open, and my parents were gone. I was at my grandma's house. They took me to the hospital, and they shaved the top of my head. And then they gave me some stitches, and I had this turf on the back of my head the rest of the summer. Talk about embarrassing. Tell an ouch story. Elaborate. That was my 30-second version. I can tell that story and make it last, you know, 5 minutes. So tell them a scar story. Tell them, oh, I got hurt once so bad. Go through and then just say, have you ever been hurt? Oh, my goodness. Kids have been hurt more than you ever know. More Band-Aids. And you've been through all the Band-Aids. So week 4, that's where you start. Make him do an ouch. Week 5, say, this week we're going to be doing some gardening. Open up your writing journals. Now, every day, try to add something to your journal. Have them add an entry every single day. So by week 5, you've got 25 entries in your journal, or at least 20 if you've been doing it from week 2. Say, let's look through our journals. Oh, look at this part. And make your journal something really fun to share. Pull it out. Oh, my goodness, look at this. And have your kids look through and say, is there anything jumping out that needs to grow? Is there anything here that needs to be put into a fan? Or it needs to go in our funny family storybook? Go to the you know, dollar store and buy one of these little photo albums. They're a dollar. Print your whole page, you know, your whole story on a quarter of a page. Get some clip art. This is one of the best ideas we have ever come up with, is write a story, add some clip art. Let me find a really fun one here. Get some clip art. Oh my goodness, that art, have your kid draw the picture. Even better. And this is our little family treasure book. We love this. And it's small enough, it can go in your purse, it can go in the car, it can go in the church bag. This is a good one. So, okay, thank you. Transplant an idea. Go through your journals and keep those journals out and say, oh, I've added the best thing to my journal today. Oh, I have to share it with you. Look at this quote I found. Or, I had this great idea. How many times, you know, I made a list of all my favorite foods. Or I made a list of all the foods I don't cook very well. And that one's kind of long, but we don't go there. Anyway, you can go on. Maybe. All right. We have a website, learningisablast.com. On our website, we've got lots of ideas. All the things that I've been telling you about. Lots of ideas. We also have a place on that website that your child, if they so desire, if you need a place to publish, you can email it to us. We will not print your last name for security reasons, but if you want your child on the internet holding up their charm, their hand with the charms on it or whatever, I decided my kids write so much better when they know somebody's going to see it, that we decided, let's make a website where we can publish those. So there's a place on our website where we can publish. You know, it's the author's corner, and that's where we're going to have kids put their things. On my bedstand, I have a little book. And it's really small, and it's not a very good literary read, but I wrote it when I was in fourth grade. The handmade cover when I was in fourth grade, and we printed it in art, and our teacher taught us how to take pieces of paper and fold them in half, and then how to sew them. And we had to sew them with dental floss, and that was a huge, it took all day, it seemed like. But that little book, when I was in fourth grade, stands as a monument of what confidence came from writing. It has my original stories of when I was a pencil, and it has my poems and my limericks and everything we had done that year. We kind of had consolidated into 8 pages, and I sewed it, and we put it, and that book is, that is me. And because of that, because our teacher taught us how to do that, our self-esteem just all went up. We were authors. And so when I was in college and was asked to write a book, they said, wow, your first book. And I said, oh, no, this is my second book. My first book is, you know, on my shelf. Your children can be empowered by their writing. Writing is critical. And we hear that all the time. Oh, you need to have good writing skills and your essays on your SATs and ACTs and all of that. You know what? Writing is for you first. You can learn from your writing. You can grow. And as your children keep track and make that journal theirs, you'll start to see how ideas get put in there and how those ideas can be pulled out. And they become stories. And those stories are real. Those stories are memories. They're things that these kids are really taking in, and they can't help but come out in their writing. I hope and I challenge each of you to become good writers. Go home and help your kids go through the learning traffic light. Help them see that. And my children, I've been writing a book, and that's what's on the yellow piece of paper. It's this close. I couldn't edit it enough to get it printed before the conference. But if you would like a copy, you can come to our website and go there, or you can, if you want it pre-order, you can do that. But as I was doing that, my kids saw me writing draft after draft, and I would get through it, and I'd print it out, and I'd pull it, and I'd go, oh, man, how many, you know, look at all those things that spell check didn't catch. Or I'd have a friend edit, and I'd say, will you help me out here? Will you look at this? And they'd say, oh, this paragraph needs, this is a great introduction. Why don't you move that here? And they would help me. Writing is a process. It's not all by yourself. It's great to bounce those ideas off of other people. And if you can teach your child to go through that traffic light of write, edit, and sparkle, your child will sparkle. Your child will blossom as a writer. And they will write beautiful things that will change their life and your life. Thank you for coming today. Go home and write. Thank you.
LDS Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.